Thank you for joining us again for another informative episode of Satellite Nation. Satellite Nation is a weekly call-in show geared towards the hobby side of all things television. Brought to you by Satellite Guys Radio. Now here are your hosts, Michael and Brian.
Good evening and happy holidays, Satellite Nation. I'm Brian Gohl, a.k.a. Titanium Satellite.
And I'm Michael Graves, K-E-4-E-S-T. Good evening, Satellite Nation. And welcome to a very special, I'm choking up, holiday edition of Satellite Nation.
Aww.
We're going to give away some great prizes tonight to some lucky callers. So get ready to call into our live show tonight at 1-877-SAT-GUYS. That's 1-877-728-4897. Or if you're international or you want to save us a little money, you can call us at 347-327-9319.
Well, tonight we're going to be joined by Dave from www.cband.com, also Scott Krakowski with satelliteguys.us, and of course you, the Satellite Nation callers. Now, we have an announcement for a new segment coming up next season that we're sure that you will definitely enjoy. And we're going to be talking about some upcoming, the upcoming Consumer Electronics Show, CES, and that's just coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah, sure is. And I have some holiday gifts tonight. We're going to be giving away some lucky callers. And so be sure to call in and wish Satellite Nation listeners happy holidays and register to win a great prize. Now, let's see. Titanium, I believe, O'Brien there is going to give away a C1 PLL, C-band, phase lock loop LMBF. And then my company, Michael Electronics, or it's www.ncelectronics.com, I'm going to be giving away a couple of the KS1 PLLs. Now, that's the KU LMBF. And also, I'm going to give away one of the titanium conical scalers if you got your 1.2 or whatever offset dish, and you want to try to play with C-band on it, you can use one of those.
Now, guys, just hang around and make sure that you give us a call sometime during the show tonight to get qualified. And at the end of the show, we're going to be drawing from all the callers this evening, and you'll get your choice of one of these awesome gifts. Now, if you happen to miss a Satellite Nation show and you can check us out, you can find a link after each show on Satellite Guys Radio Forum at www.satelliteguys.us.
Also, don't forget to like our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Satellite Nation Radio and follow us on Twitter at SatMat Radio.
Now, also special thanks, holiday thanks, to Scott Krakowski over SatelliteGuys.us forum, a great forum. If you're into technology, just want to talk about phones, television programming, electronics, Dish, DirecTV, Bell Express View, whatever you have, satellite or technology, come on over and check out SatelliteGuys.us, also Satellite Guys Radio. Also want to thank Dave over at gotcband.com. He puts this up on his Icecast server, and that helps us get up onto the satellite Galaxy 19. And I want to thank Ralph Black with Access America. Now, Ralph Black has the longest-running talk show called Sat Talk Radio with Michael Cole right after our show, and that airs at 9 p.m. Eastern. And you can also hear that here on Satellite Guys Radio. And then, of course, want to put a special thanks to my co-host, Michael, K-E-4-E-S-T, and his store, www.mc-electronics.com.
And my co-host, Titanium, Titanium Satellite, TitaniumSatellite.com.
Well, very good. You know, there's some big news today, and I think we have a couple people standing by here that have some interesting stuff to share with us. We have Scott Krakowski online to this evening, and we also have Dave from gotcband.com. And Scott, what is the big news today with Netflix?
Well, first of all, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody out there and to you guys, and thanks for putting together this special show tonight.
Oh, definitely. Merry Christmas to you and Eva.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, she's upstairs watching TV, having a good time, watching Netflix on her Hopper with Sling. Dish surprised people today and launched the new Netflix application for the Hopper, and it works pretty good. I've been watching it for about the last hour since I got home from the work tonight, and it's looking good. The only thing I noticed about it is it's only in stereo. It's not Dolby Digital or anything like that, but the picture quality is excellent.
Now, of course, the Hopper is capable of surround sound, correct?
It is, but I don't know if the apps are.
Right.
This is going to be an interesting question. And I knew about 4 months ago that the Netflix app was coming, but I was sworn to secrecy not to say anything. And I thought it was going to be announced at CES. And they kind of surprised me by releasing it today. It was a nice surprise. I like surprises like that.
Now, what I've noticed with Netflix on different platforms, it kind of gives you a little different experience for sorting and displaying favorites. What do you think of the interface that's showing up on the Hopper?
The Hopper interface is almost identical to the one that's on my Samsung 4K TV. You do have all the different profiles, so you and your wife can have a different profile, so you don't see all her woman movies, and she don't see all your kung fu movies. And it works good that way, and it's all nice and sorted with the album. Video art and everything. It's a beautiful interface. Works good, and it loads pretty quick. People were worried about how long it would take to load up, but it loads in about 10 seconds or so.
Right. A couple people I noticed online today on the SatelliteGuys.us forum were mentioning that they expected a better experience with like a Roku or other dedicated device. Are you seeing that this is true or not?
As far as the video performance goes and the actual operation of it, once it's loaded up, it's as fast as any of them. You kind of... And I mean, I've only played with it for an hour, so I'm going off my experience just using it the one time. Playing with it, when you first hit the button to load Netflix, I thought I crashed the Hopper. The screen just went black instantly. So I was hoping for like a loading screen, but then after a couple of seconds, then the Netflix logo popped on the screen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And after you pulled your heart out of your throat.
It's not broke. Oh, here's a bug.
Now,
but it's running good.
Excellent. Now, Dave Dave's joined us this evening, and he has some other information about some stuff that's going on. Dave, are you with us?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Hey. How you guys doing tonight?
We're doing great. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Same to you. So, Scott, and I haven't played with it yet. Can you get the 4K titles in there?
No, you cannot. There's no 4K titles, and there's no 3D. I didn't see any 3D in there either.
Is that a capacity or a capability?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I just went through it quickly, and then I turned out a movie my wife wanted to see, so we were watching that and enjoying it, and then Michael, sent me a message saying, "Hey, dummy, we're only 3 minutes away from your time." So I said, "Bye, we've got to go downstairs."
Well, it's possible, I would think, to send the 4K over Ethernet from the Hopper to the TV to decode, I think.
Well, here's the thing. We were lucky. Me and Dave got to see 4K from DirecTV at CES last year. And we went to the little secret room where they had it, and we never really gave it thought how they were doing it. We just knew it was an Ethernet cable going to the TV. Now, for DirecTV to do their 4K, they're using the RVU client that's built into the Samsung TV, which emulates a Genie client. And that's how the 4K is being sent on DirecTV. I understand this past summer at the Dish Network Team Summit, they showed off a prototype 4K Joey, and I don't know any more specifics than that other than they showed it and it worked.
Okay.
I don't know if it was HDMI 1.4, 2.0, what it was.
Very
so
cool.
What do you think of the idea, Scott? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, please. Go ahead, Dave.
So Scott, what do you think the possibility is of a Dish doing for customer-owned Hoppers? The Nut TV app. So if you want to get their new IPTV service on your Hopper, you'll be able to without having to use the satellite. Is that just a pipe dream?
First of all, if you're addressing anybody from Dish and you call it Nut TV, they're probably going to castrate you. New TV.
You mean cut,
exactly right.
Cut off your nuts TV? What?
Hear the snippers go.
But I don't think they're going to do it on the Hopper, and there's really no reason to because you're subscribed to Dish. But that's not to say they're not going to put out an over-the-air version of the Hopper like Tebow's done with the Romeo. Anything's possible in the world of Dish nowadays, and today's big announcement proved that.
Well, very good. We do have a caller here. Let's go ahead, and we have a caller from area code 303. Caller, go ahead. You're on Satellite Nation.
Hey, Scott, Vivek here.
Hey, it's Vivek Kempka of Dish Network. How you doing, Vivek?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Just talking about
Merry Christmas to all of you, too.
Thank you.
So great to have you here. So tell us about the new Netflix app on the Hopper with Sling.
Well, you know, actually, so it's just the exact standard. Right now, it's a standard Netflix app that'll be. It's already on the Hopper with Sling. We pushed it out, or we turned it on this morning. The app was actually already on your box in the last software release, and so it's live this morning. It's a standard Netflix app, and then over time, we are planning to integrate it more into your search and discovery features. So if you're looking at Mad Men, current season, it'll automatically prompt you for prior seasons from Netflix.
In the next few months,
you should see it rolling out to the Joeys, Super Joeys, and Wireless Joeys also.
Excellent. Now, one of the big comments today, people on Satellite Guys absolutely love this application. The picture quality on it ramps up really quickly. You're in full HD when the movie starts, which is really great. But a lot of people have noticed it's in stereo only. Is that a limitation of this current software? Will that be Dolby Digital anytime in the future?
You know, I saw that. I'll have to go back and check with the team on that one. I actually did not know that it's stereo only and not Dolby. So let me go back and check whether the drivers didn't get updated or whether that's a limitation of the Netflix app on Hopper. I saw that comment. I haven't followed up on it.
Excellent. And also, you guys just introduced three new features on the Hopper, I believe it was last week. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
So the number one was my pet peeve feature, which was the closed caption. As you can, since most of you can't understand my accent, I actually can't understand everything that's said on TV. And I like to watch my TV with closed caption on sometimes and sometimes off, and it was just painful to go and turn on and off closed caption. So, after a year of yelling, somebody finally heard me, and they put the closed caption feature on the green button, so it's really easy to use. The other feature that, you know, the on-demand feature on the guide, I did notice on some blog posts people saying they didn't really care for it or there's a little play button that bothered them on the guide. I think it's just such a great feature because if you're browsing to look for a movie and the movie's in the future in HBO, it's not playing right now, but it's on demand. At least now we can surface that content and say, hey, that movie, you can watch it right now. Or if you tuned in late, you can watch it right now, which you always had the option to, but you just didn't know about it. So it's a small feature, but pretty nifty. And the binge watching, everyone's binge watching nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, this last weekend, I just binged. I was recording the Gotham primetime show. Hadn't watched a single episode, and this last weekend I just binge-watched and watched all of it. So didn't have to go back to the DVR menu or anything. Just right there, you could select the next episode. So pretty cool.
Now, I did read
where... Yeah, all really cool features and people. I'm really happy with it.
Now, I did read where the titles would be integrated into the Dish Guide. Do you have any timeline for that rollout?
Sorry, which titles?
I had just read in the thread on Satellite Guys that the titles from the show were going to be into the Dish Network program search categories. When do you think that will be added?
Oh, from Netflix, you mean? The
correct.
Netflix titles?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think that you know we're going to get started on that. It's going to take a little bit of time. Probably it'll be easier to explain after our CES announcements, and then you'll see that timing will make more sense.
Very interesting. Now, thank you.
And I can't tell you what the announcements are.
Now, Vivek, I also noticed going through my hopper in the app section, you got a bunch of new apps there. Can you tell people what some of those new apps are?
So most of them are sports apps. So I think, you know, this year we've focused a lot on sports. We had the Game Finder app from before. We added the ESPN. We're the only pay TV operator with the ESPN Fantasy Football app. We added some college football apps. So just improving the overall sports features on the hopper. And then, again, CES, we'll add a few more.
Yeah, well, I saw people have been posting on Satellite Guys that the new APT app is now available.
Did that go live?
I believe so, because people are talking about it like crazy.
Somebody got it.
I didn't think that had gone live.
Oh, well, hey, breaking news.
I am pretty sure that was not supposed to go live. So if someone has it, it's either a beta box or an accidental push to the box, because there's a couple of bugs on it that still need to be fixed.
But well, I guess the question
it was put in the press release that was coming out. So.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, so I guess the big question is ABC app coming to the hopper?
Well, Scott, you should ask Scott that one.
Okay.
Since Scott knows more about it than I do right now.
Well, it was in the ABC ESPN agreement, so it's not a big surprise. But a couple of people mentioned that they got it. They're really liking it. So
interesting. I'm surprised it rolled out. There were one or two bugs that still needed to be fixed.
Yeah, bugs. We're good at finding bugs in Satellite Guys.
Yep, that you guys are, and I really appreciate it, because when something goes wrong, that's the first place I turn to.
Well, Vivek, we appreciate you calling in tonight. I know you're very busy getting ready for CES. We're looking forward to seeing you at CES, and I understand you got a bunch of announcements, so we're looking forward to that as well. We're not going to try dragging any secrets out of the bag, so we'll say thank you for calling, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and your family. And
yeah, thank you, guys. Thanks for your support, and thanks for your enthusiastic comments on Satellite Guys. Like I said, we always appreciate all the bug testing that you do for us, and then all the feature requests and comments you have. I think I do read them. Scott can attest to that. I do take that very seriously. So, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. And Scott, I'll see you at CES.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, baby.
There's a nice surprise call, huh?
Bye.
Yeah.
Well, very good. So this evening we were joined by Vivek from Dish Network, and we just really appreciate him spending a little bit of time with us, and invite him back to be on the show anytime.
Yeah, he's a senior vice president of product over there.
With the announcement today, I said, Vivek, can you come on and talk about it a little bit? And said, I got a lot of meetings, but I'll try fitting you guys in. And he did it, so I thank him a lot for that.
I kind of figured you had something to do with that.
Well, very good. Now, Dave, you had mentioned something about, and I wanted to make sure that it was not on at this point, but, we saw some things scrolling across about Fox News. Do you guys have any information about what's going on with that and what we might expect here?
No official information there. However, they appear to be making headway, because Fox News removed all mentions of Dish will be dropping Fox. Don't let Dish drop Fox, which was plastering the FoxNews.com webpage. That is all gone now, which tells me they're close to a deal, and, it should be no sweat. I think it will be on tomorrow after midnight.
Okay, so is anything bundled with Fox News that might be is it grouped with any other of their channels?
I do not believe it is, which makes it unique.
I think
Fox Business, it's bundled with that.
Oh, there's a channel that I watch a lot.
maybe not. I'm not 100% sure. Hey, one other question I've been getting a lot on Satellite Guys, and Vivek couldn't answer this because he's not with programming. But a lot of people are saying, they came to a deal with CBS last week or the week before, whatever it was when they dropped him for 12 hours. And part of the press release said that DISH will be adding the Smithsonian Channel. And how come the Smithsonian Channel is not on yet? This is nothing official, but this is just what I'm hearing. You know, CBS and DISH have agreed to a deal. They've agreed to the terms, but they have not signed a contract yet. The contract is still being written up, finalized, redlined, rechecked, making sure that the contract is fair to both parties. So they're still operating under the old contract, which does not give them access to Smithsonian Channel.
Interesting. Okay.
And that's also why the new Primetime Anytime, the auto hop has not changed on CBS yet. When that contract goes into effect, auto hop will be delayed 7 days on CBS.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to press a button here. So 1 second.
Phone lines are now open for Satellite Nation. Call us at 877-SAT-GUYS or 877-728-4897.
So if you're listening this evening and you would like to be put in for the product giveaways that we're giving away for Christmas, or you just want to call in and wish Satellite Nation and everyone listening a Merry Christmas or a Happy Holidays, please call in now. We're looking for your calls. So back to you, Dave and Scott and Michael.
Yeah, guys, call in. We got some prizes to give away. If you want to win, call in.
The other big news this week, and we haven't mentioned it yet, is the DISH price increase. Merry Christmas. the average DISH subscriber, their bill will go up anywhere from $5 to $7.
Ouch.
So basically $5. $5 for most programming packages, and then if you have the multi-sport add-on, that's going up $2. So if you have a regular package and then multi-sport, you're going up $7. Not surprising.
No.
And I'm also told that DirecTV will be coming out with their new pricing within the next few weeks, and it's probably going to mirror what DISH's increase is this year.
Now, I haven't done any comparison shopping lately, but on similar packages, I know it's hard to really kind of compare apples to apples, but on similar packages, do you see anyone taking a lead price-wise? We definitely see some, you know, leads in HD content, but where do you think we stand between the two companies right now, DISH and Direct?
If you price them out and you figure in that if DirecTV is going to raise theirs $5 too, on most packages, DISH is still cheaper by upwards of about $15 a month. It depends what package you have, but the most popular package, you're looking at about a $15 difference there, which is, you know, a big thing for some people and not a big thing for others. You know, when people ask me which is the better service, I ask them if they're a sports fan or not.
Right, right.
And if you're a sports fan, go to DirecTV. If you're not a sports fan, DISH is for you. And that's the major differentiator right now for me is the sports.
Okay, now, Scott, you and myself and Dave and quite a few others are going to be headed down to the Consumer Electronics Show, which starts the first week of January in Las Vegas. And, you know, we're kind of trying to figure out what the big push for equipment or announcements are going to be. And, you know, as we just heard, DISH Network has an announcement that's coming up. But what do you guys see as the big pushes or the announcements that you anticipate happening at CES this year?
Dave, why don't you start?
I'd say 4K everywhere is what I predict for CES this year, TV-wise.
Yeah,
probably a lot of drones and probably a lot of cell phone covers. So that's
yeah, drones.
A lot of 4K this year.
It's kind of interesting because 4K was something that really was catching our eye last year. Everybody had it in their booth, and the implementation, the time frame on 4K for adoption has been amazing.
I was in Best Buy this past weekend and was there looking at some other stuff, and there were three 4K TVs sold in the time I was there. So I'm going rolling up.
Wow.
4K has become incredibly affordable this year. the Black Friday deals. My wife picked me up the 50-inch Samsung 8550 for $1,200.
Wow.
From Amazon. And we got that on the Amazon card, so I got 2 years to pay for it, which is beautiful. They did white glove service. They actually came to the house, unpacked it all, set it up, handed me the remote control, and said, "We ain't leaving until you're happy with it. Let us know when you're happy."
And then they sat down and asked Eva to bring in some beers and popcorn, and they spent the evening with you.
Yeah, she brought out the cookies and some other stuff, but I was very impressed with the service. They wanted to make sure I was happy. It was a snowy day here in Connecticut when they delivered it. It was a nice thing. And that's an amazing TV. In fact, it was selected by CNET as the TV of the year.
Now, as you guys know, my background, one of the hats that I wore was I was into film and video production as a director of photography for many years. And, you know, the HD really made sense to me because everybody in the production world always wanted to have a higher resolution camera. Nobody was clamoring to go out and get a 3D camera or to shoot something in 3D. That was just a pain in the butt. But everybody wants higher quality, more dynamic resolution. They want better, it just made sense that 4K was going to be supported by, you know, the production. And that's really what's going to make the success of this, of pushing a new product to an end user.
The content's going to be going to make the success, or it's going to make it or break it. The content's there or not.
Like they say, content is king.
Well, The nice part about this is that most of the DVDs, Blu-rays that you're watching, they were originally mastered in 4K anyways. It's just they need a Blu-ray high-definition player, which we're going to see at CES, I'm hearing, from the grapevine, so that there will be a lot of movies being released real quick, all in 4K, because it was already mastered in it to begin with. So it's going to make it interesting. And don't forget, I live down the street from a big four-letter word sports station that has just built this brand-new studio that's all 4K, and all their major events now, they're using 4K equipment for football, baseball, and other major events.
So if you want to watch aging commentators and look at the liver spots and count the number of gray hairs, ESPN is going to be on top of 4K.
Yeah, I didn't say the word you did. Yes, indeed.
Well, I know where you live. I know where you live, Scott.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. You know, the silly part to me, or the sad part to me about 4K, Brian, is, you know, I was on the cutting edge of high definition when it came out before companies started compressing it or started adding a bunch of sub-channels to their high definition feeds.
Yeah.
And to me, 4K looks like what HD used to look like when it first came out. Does that make any sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense. Yes, definitely. You know, and the interesting thing is that we don't even have a broadcast method adopted yet. So, this is where a cable company or a satellite company could really come in and just bypass the public spectrum, which they really aren't managing it correctly. If they're giving more of it away, but they're actually introducing services that need more of it. So, you know,
well, DirecTV just launched DirecTV 15. That satellite launched about 2 weeks ago, and it's using the reverse DBS band, and will be used mainly for locals, because we've got a bunch of spot beams on it, but its national beams are meant for 4K television.
Now, is that satellite the one that can combine multiple transponders for more bandwidth?
I'm not sure how that's working. What I've heard is they're going to take two transponders and merge them together to build one super transponder, which can then hold five Ultra HD 4K channels. And I do think you'll see that very early in the year from DirecTV. They want to be the leader in that, and you know, with the new satellite, they have the room to do it.
Right. Now, hey, Dave, do you know anything about this new Sigma chipset that was announced with HEVC?
No, no. But I did have a question. Is reverse DBS, is that where they flip the frequencies where normal uplink is used for downlink and downlink is used for uplink?
I don't know how to explain that one. Our buddy Dan asked me that last night, and I said, the only way I can explain it, because it was explained to me a long time ago, but I don't remember completely, but it's just like reverse polarities, you know, horizontal and vertical. It's something along those lines, but that's the easiest way to explain it. But it's not that easy.
Yeah, and Dave, I haven't been following that technology either. So, you know, I do know that they've experimented with flipping the up and down link frequencies, but there was a lot of concern that it would cause a lot of interference and, you know, some harmonics and that sort of thing. So I don't know if DirecTV, if that's the technology that they're using for that.
The other thing I haven't been able to find out is, will we need new LNBs on our DirecTV dishes in order to receive this reverse frequency signal?
I would say so, probably, if it's reversed. I don't know.
We'll certainly be.
So this new Sigma chipset you're talking about, Brian, is that the one that will let you run Android on it and then decode the 4K or the HEVC?
Yeah. It's a new chipset that they just announced within the last month and a half. And I've been putting some feelers out to different manufacturers to see if anybody's investigating using the chipsets, and a lot of them have them on a bench and playing with them. But, you know, Sigma has provided their they do excellent software development kits with their chipsets. And so, you know, they've been very successful in putting their chipsets in other AV devices. So it'd be pretty interesting, you know, because it does have the 4K HEVC. It also has some ATSC, DVB-T components in it. So it's almost a Swiss knife.
What do y'all think until we see some transmissions in that for FTA, or do you think we ever will?
Well, we got one up right now on Amazonas.
The only thing that I see is that if we see what's going on over in Europe, they're starting to use things like variable coding, which, you know, starts becoming very limiting as to the, you know, hardware that you can use to receive it. And so you know, as we start moving into these other codecs and that sort of thing and start moving into variable coding and using a return in order to negotiate the coding or the FECs, it's going to be very interesting to see if this remains open source for like a free-to-air scenario or if it's only going to be something that's provided to people under subscription where, you know, they can control the stream or a data stream that's going to keep up with the variable coding. So I know I went really deep on that, but you know, the question is, you know, will you know, some of this new technology be embraced and be able to come up with a compatibility among many different platforms, or is it just going to be something that's going to show up on a DirecTV box or a Dish Network box?
All right. Exactly right. That's why I'm trying to read about it right now a little bit. I'm not really looked at a whole lot about it either, but I can see this one website's talking a whole lot about pretty much what you said, Brian.
And that was actually off the top of my head. I wasn't reading off of a website. Hey, guys,
an overview.
I'm going to go ahead and push this button again. I think that maybe people are drinking a little too much eggnog. Let's see if we have anybody who wants to call in.
Phone lines are now open for Satellite Nation. Call us at 877-SAT-GUYS or 877-728-4897.
So we're giving away some really great prizes tonight, and if not, we're just going to divvy it up between the four of us.
Yeah.
I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
This may be a hard one for you guys. What do you think is the product of the year?
For 2014?
2014, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't thought about that yet this year.
In our field, satellite, IPTV, that type of stuff.
Right.
We're not talking about Roombas, vacuums, or anything like that.
Hey, I like those. You know, the one that really got my vote, but it didn't appear on anybody else's radar, was that automatic scrub brush for the barbecue. But really, I have a gut feeling that it's going to be platform-based. If you would have asked me this last year, I would have put a lot more money on betting for the game consoles, making a bigger dent than they have. At this point here, I'm not really sure. It's almost like we're starting to see a convergence of smartphones and that handoff. And I almost think it's going to be a whole house type of a product that ties in with your smartphone and your entertainment experience.
Interesting. Dave, what's yours?
Product of the year, huh?
Mine's got surprises.
I got to say, and it came out late in the year, but I'm just digging my Fire TV Stick for $20.
The Amazon Fire TV Stick, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were wanting me to predict about what is going to be the new product on the floor. Sorry.
No.
Let me think about that one.
Product of this year.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Michael, what do you got?
I'd say between the Fire Stick and the, as far as free-to-air side things, the A3 and then the Fire Stick. Because I'm still amazed how good that Fire Stick works, how quick it does. I plugged in last night to watch a movie again. And of course, I'm on satellite there, and it just fired right up. And I picked them, it started immediately playing. And it was, I'm like, wow.
It does, doesn't it? It's like, bam. Mm-hmm.
And what impressed me is last week they announced, and I don't know if you guys have used it yet, but the ability to bring multiple people in the same room from different devices as a visitor.
What's that on?
I didn't see that.
Heard of that one.
Yeah, there was just something announced, and I believe it was on the Android Fire Stick, where instead of it just being tied to a single person in the room, that you could actually give out visitor accounts.
I think that was Chromecast.
Oh, was that? Oh, man.
Chromecast, I think.
You can set it in party mode, so that way your friend can transmit videos from his phone to the TV, and they don't need to go to Wi-Fi access or anything like that.
That was Chromecast, yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. As you can tell, I don't have Chromecast or a Fire Stick. All my HDMI ports, all my ports are filled.
My pick for the year, for product of the year, is not a Dish or DirecTV product this year. It is the Alien A3. It is the one box that does what no other box can do, and it does it very well. And I'm very impressed with it. If the big studio companies and companies knew about this thing, they would probably want to shut it down because it's so good. It's an amazing box of money.
What I'm going to say about the A3 is I think it's an awesome piece of hardware. It's about the only receiver that I use now. But I think the problem is that there is a perception out there of people who, I don't know what their expectations are. But, there seems to be a real hesitancy for anybody to even talk about it. And, it's kind of an odd thing because from a standpoint of an owner, man, it is an awesome box. It does satellite well. It does IPTV well. It lets me VPN to get services that I can't on other things. And it's very cool. And the picture quality's there. It's a solid DVR. I want one more thing from it, and I think you guys know what I want from it.
Oh, yeah. We know what that is.
How many numbers do you have?
Three numbers, starting with a 4 and ending with a 2.
Not 420.
Wow, man, no.
No, it is the box like Google TV should have been, honestly. It is an Android box, but it's Android TV done correctly. And I use mine also with my HD Home Run. I've got an HD Home Run hooked up to my over-the-air antenna.
Same here.
And you can watch everything all in one box. It's the most amazing device I played with this year. And the remote, I still love that remote, how you can just put your finger on it and not even press the button down, and all of a sudden the cursor starts moving around the screen, and you've got a magic wand in your hand. It's just amazing.
My wife was watching me when we first got the A3, and I had it at home. I'm, you know, waving my hand in the air, and she was laughing, wondering if I was, like, trying to conduct a symphony or something, and then, you know, she picked it up, and I wasn't sure, you know, if it was just a geek thing, but she picked that thing up, and I don't know about Eva or anybody else in you guys' household, but that thing is pretty easy to pick up and figure out how to use.
That's what I was going to say. My wife, she fell in love with it. Yeah, she fell in love right away, and she can use it, no problem, you know. And she's like, I like this pre-dinner box. So, yeah, we use it a lot for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and Lynn uses it a lot for Pandora, and also, you know, I have all my music library on there, so, you know, anywhere in the house, she can just have access with the remote control, and, you know, she's been playing around, put the app on her Android phone, and she's, you know, it wasn't a hard sell at my house.
No,
my wife.
We got a couple callers, don't we, Brian?
Ooh, we do have a couple callers. Thank you very much. Let's go ahead and let's bring in area code 567. 567, welcome to Satellite Nation.
Welcome to 789.
Hi, guys. How you guys doing?
Hello.
Merry Christmas. Who do we have there?
Good. This is Hank. My name is Hank. I live in Toledo, Ohio. How you guys doing?
Doing well, Hank.
Merry Christmas.
What can we...
I heard you guys talking about... well, right now I have an open box. It's an S9. And I have a 36-inch disc. It's on the motor. I get from... 30 West to 125 West, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I can get some shows on HippoSat, and I think Galaxy AMC-9, I think, is my center satellite, I guess. So I have to work off of AMC-9, I believe it is. But there's no programming on there anymore. I don't know what happened to RTV and all those other, you know.
Yeah, they went
Anybody
over.
Know what happened
they
to those?
Yeah, they went over to C-band. Much better picture quality now, but yeah, they went over to C-band and added a bunch more channels.
Yeah.
Okay. And as far as KU band, I talk about what I have right now with the KU band. I can't, you know, do C-band with the side of the dish. You know, it's a 36-inch, but I tried with the C-band. And I just wasn't getting any luck. Really,
not big enough.
What's the better What's the better programming? C band or KU band?
Can we say it in unison, guys? C band.
Yeah, C band.
C band.
C band. C band. Huh?
Yeah. Okay. Definitely.
I get a lot of your.
You know, for English
Virgin
speakers.
Island,
Well, there's a lot more. Virgin Islands is something that you could get with a smaller dish, like a 1.2-meter dish, a 4-foot dish. But, you know, the stuff that's up there on all the other satellites, there is a lot of English programming up there.
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
Hey, Hank, draw your name, Hank, for winning one of these things, could you check in with one of us? Are you a member at satelliteguys.us?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I have in the past. I have in the past, but I have not. I have not been on this. I haven't been on your guys' site in a while. You know, so.
Okay.
I've listened to your show a couple times. Yeah.
Well, very good.
But, it's a hobby for me.
If you win this evening, the drawing. What we'll do is we're going to go ahead and put a listing of the winner on there. And if you could just go ahead and email one of us, we would love for you to be a member, but you don't have to be a member. So we'll put an email on there that you can contact us after the show if we draw you there.
Hey, Hank.
Okay.
If you come over to Satellite Guys and and get back online, drop me a PM and I'll give you a 1 year free pub membership as a Christmas gift.
Woohoo!
A 1 year free
right.
membership?
Pub membership, yep. That takes away all the ads.
All right. Okay. Hey, guys, Hank, right. we're going to, not to chase you off, but we're starting to load up on the phone calls here. Can we bring
up? We need to bring him in. Get him in.
All right. Merry Christmas to you there, Hank.
Okay. Merry Christmas to you. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Area code 661, welcome to Satellite Nation. Who do we have there? Hello, area code 661. Area code 661. You're on Satellite Nation. All right. That call.
Move on down.
Area code what? 815?
815.
Area code 815. Good evening. You're on Satellite Nation.
Merry Christmas, you guys. It's Bluegrass.
Hey, Bluegrass.
Good evening.
You were one of the people who wrote online that you had the ABC app. Is that correct?
Huh?
You were one of the people who wrote online that you got the ABC app on your Hopper. Is that correct?
It was on my It was on the Roku.
Oh, the Roku. Okay, I thought you said you wrote it on the Hopper.
No, I didn't. I don't have it.
Okay. I know it's coming out, and because they've announced it, so I thought you were one of the first people to get it. So it's like you're lucky.
I don't have it yet, I'm being honest with you.
All right. I also wanted to ask you,
how about TuneIn Radio?
I don't know. I'll ask it to CES, because that's the app I use the most on my A3. That's the app I use most on my iPhone. That's the app I use most in my office, and I keep it tuned to Satellite Guys Radio all day long.
So in about 2 weeks here, we'll have an answer for that one.
Could you ask Ron? I appreciate it. And how about CBS Smith's Mode?
Smithsonian. We talked about that earlier. So listen to the replay, and we did talk about that earlier.
All right, thank you guys.
All right,
Merry Christmas.
Area code 423. Area code 423. Welcome. You're on Satellite Nation. Who do we have?
You have Fargo in Sweetwater, Tennessee.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Fargo. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you. I have a question on this Roku system. Does it pick up radio as well as TV?
Yes, and that's one of the things you want to get is the TuneIn app. It's an app you just download from the store. It's free.
Yes, sir.
And then you can tune into about 25,000 radio stations and about 100,000 internet radio stations on it. It's a beautiful thing.
Okay, I appreciate it very much.
No problem. Merry Christmas.
And Fargo, you're entered into the drawing this evening, and thank you for calling in. We look forward to talking to you again on another show.
Okay, I belong to you all. I'm a pub member.
I see that.
Cool. Thank you for your support.
You had bought that encoder online from eBay, right, about a week ago?
Yeah, sure did.
All right.
I have plans for that.
Well, we want to hear about your plans, definitely.
We want to hear all about it when you get it going.
Okay, all right.
Well,
okay.
Thanks for calling in, Fargo, and Merry Christmas to you.
Okay. All right. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Michael, who do we have up next?
We've got Los Angeles 661 called back in. Go ahead and try them again.
All right. Area code 661. You're back on Satellite Nation. Hello. Area code 661.
It might be a spoof or something. We'll get some of those sometimes.
All
right. That's a call from L.A.
Goodbye, L.A. Call back if you're real. All right.
That's Mike White, DirecTV, calling in.
we have another caller, area code 260. You are on Satellite Nation. Go ahead. Who do we have?
Hey, guys. It's Dan again.
Hey, hey good Dan. Evening, Dan. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Dan.
Hey, look. Merry Christmas, Dan. Yep. How are you guys doing tonight?
We are full of eggnog and holiday cheer.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, I was going to ask. Well, you guys were talking about that reverse band. I was wondering about that online, and I was asking you guys what that was about, and I couldn't hear Wally was Davey was talking about that, and can you guys repeat that? For what you guys were talking about, the reverse band.
Well, what were we saying, Dave? We didn't know what it was. Weren't
sure. We don't know what it is.
I think we were all saying we don't know what it is.
So
we don't know what it is.
The best way to explain it is like reverse polarity is the best way to explain it. And technically not it, but as close as we can get.
Tell you what, on a future show, Dan, we will do a little investigation because I don't know about you guys, but I want to know, and my interest is piqued on it right now. As
oh, yeah. Well. Yes, sir. We definitely want to do that now. We got to research and find out about it so we can tell everybody else about it.
Okay, here we go. Sat, call in.
Phone lines are now open for Satellite Nation. Call us at 877-SAT-GUYS or 877-728-4897.
All right, we have another caller. Area code 262. You're on Satellite Nation. Good evening. Merry Christmas.
Good evening and Merry Christmas.
Who do we have there?
Merry Christmas. Oh, you got Cosmo Blatt.
Well, welcome to Satellite Nation. Here. We certainly appreciate your post.
Thank you.
Very interesting post that you put up on Satellite Guys. Welcome to the show.
Well, okay, I'm glad you like them. I thought maybe I'd get some static, but okay, if you like them, that's great.
Life is about static, don't you know?
Yeah, yeah. I was just wondering, is there any chance you guys are ever going to do a show with video, like the old Green Sheets or Doug Dennard or something like that? They were very entertaining, and you guys are entertaining.
I don't know if you want to see...
Because I don't fit in a widescreen TV.
You know, you could do it with low res and bad lighting, and it would be okay.
Well, maybe low res
on television.
For me, low res and no lighting.
Here's our live video. Yes, we are here.
Last time I was on television was for the Charlie Chat. It was the very last Charlie Chat they ever held, and I was a full guest on the Dish Network Charlie Chat with Charlie Ergen.
I thought you were going to say the last show you were on was Cops, but
No. Not yet.
Well, Cosmo.
Just keep it in mind, that you might want to do a show with video sometime. I mean, I'm sure you'd get your audience ratings would go way up.
Way down.
Maybe this is this controversial part of you that you enjoy. Well, thank you so much for calling
in.
That's
all I've got for you.
Okay, well, you're in for the drawing for one of these great gifts, and we'll be posting it up, and we'll announce it at the end of the show as well.
And we got...
thank you very much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Okay. Merry Christmas. We got 601.
Okay, 601, you're on Satellite Nation. Who do we have?
That's Mark Anger.
Hey, Mark.
How you doing, Merry Christmas? Calling from Colorado, Mississippi.
Well,
Merry Christmas to you.
Good evening, and Merry Christmas to you. You are entered into the drawing this evening for one of these great products, so at the end of the show, we'll let everyone know who won. What's on your mind this evening, Mark?
I just wanted to talk about the Hebrew channel leaving free to air. That was kind of a bummer.
Big bummer.
Yeah.
Now, Joe from Fridge Free to Air, Popeye Satellite Guys, posted that with his A3, you can still watch it using the Earbud app. There's actually an app for it on the A3. So you won't miss it at all if you have an A3.
Yeah.
Well, I've got it on the... Roku. I've got a Roku streaming stick.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on there now, and I'm glad, I'm proud of that.
And it gives me a wonderful opportunity. Thanks, Mark, for bringing that up. You know, when I went on there, it wasn't just about what I was going to lose. I kind of put it into a terms of, hey, my extended family, the only way they can watch Ebru is through satellite. So for going to Roku or any other stream, you've just lost a customer. So I did it very nicely, but I just let them know not everybody's broadband.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of interesting, though. Somebody pointed out, and I had forgotten, that the other channel, I forget how to pronounce it, Samio or something, is the Turkish language channel by the same broadcaster, and that channel will be staying.
I don't think I'm familiar with that channel.
Well, when you scan it in... Yeah, when you scan it in, it's usually like the one right below it, but it is in Turkish. But, yeah, it's the same broadcaster.
Oh,
it's
okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, and maybe they just know their demographics better than we do. Maybe they feel that they have more Turkish viewers watching that channel and not as many watching Ebru. But personally, myself, it's one of my favorite channels, definitely on Galaxy 19.
I agree. That's one of mine, too.
Well,
maybe I get doing some drawing, Brian.
Yep. Well, we're going to get to some drawings right now. Mark, would you do us the honor and give me a number between 1 and 6? Just give me a random number between 1 and 6, and I've mixed up the numbers here, and I'll tell you the first person who won.
I'd say number 4.
Number 4. Okay, I have that as Fargo. So Fargo has won his choice of a C1 PLL. Oh, we're running out of time. Next, yep. give me another number, Mark.
1.
Guess what? You just won. Give me one more number.
3.
3. Okay, and Hank just won. So very good, guys. We got to get going. Thank you, everybody, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thanks to all that tuned in tonight. Join Satellite Guys Mike and Brian next Wednesday for another informative episode of Satellite Nation. And don't forget to like our page at facebook.com/Satellite Nation Radio. Until next week. Good night.